This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Begin learning about Meleches HaMishkan. Mishkan, of course, was the central focus of Klal Yisrael. The Karbanis, the Avoda, the Ashras HaShchina. The Pasuk seems to point out something very interesting. An interesting ha'ara that the Rishonim make. And when we learn into the Rishonim, we start to see how the Mishkan is actually eternal, so to speak. The Mishkan was not something that just took place in the Midbar, but it's an eternal thing. It's an ongoing Aveda. It's an ongoing Aveda by Klal Yisrael, the inyan of the Mishkan. The Pasuk says, Kechela shani mare oischa eistavnis ha-mishkan veistavnis kol keilov vechein ta'asu. It's obvious the shayla. What do you mean vechein ta'asu? Avada. Kechela shani mare oischa. And it says v'asu li mikdash. So why would the Torah have to repeat V'chein ta'asu? So Rashi, from the first of the Rishonim to deal with the question, and Rashi says it means l'dairis. What does l'dairis mean? Yes, it's not only for the time of the Mishkan, but it also refers to the time of the Mikdash, and that whatever time and place there will be a Mikdash, you have to make sure you have the Klei HaMikdash, the way, the Tavnis, the way, the Torah specifically tells us the Klei HaMikdash. But it's interesting, there's a Lashon of a Rashi at the end that actually is medayik in one ois in the V'chein Tasu. It's not only, he says, Rashi, V'chein Tasu is Iberik, it's extra. And the Melech means L'dairis, that whenever there's a need to replace a Keli, it has to be the same as the Mishkan. But he says also the V'chein Ta'asu is extra. The Vav. Chayrit should have said Kein Ta'asu. Why does it have to say V'chein Ta'asu? The Vav. So Mefurash Rashi. Sometimes, as we learn in the Chedarim, is the Shensta best of Limut. Pashat, Pshat, Rashi. Zak Rashi. Loi hoi loi lichtoiv v'chein tasu. Elo, kein tasu. What's v'chein tasu? Which means that we're not talking about making and telling us again to make sure that you make it. V'chein ta'asu, but rather v'chein and also, it's an also you should make duplication, which means that it has to be the one of before, and if you're going to make another one, v'chein ta'asu. Memeila Rashi learns that it means l'dairis, if the keli gets lost or broken, v'chein duplicate. Okay, so they say we learned like they learned the cheder. Yeah, v'chein doesn't mean you should do. What does v'chein mean? Also, duplicate it. And therefore Rashi says, memelitz meduyik, that I, my pshat, that we're going to make another keli, duplicating the first. The Ramban brings the Rashi. And he says he doesn't see the big deal in the v'chein tasu, the fact that it's repeated. So the Torah repeats it to be mizaris. Zok the Ramban. It's a zeros. Chein tasu. To give a charge. In English we call it a charge. Chein tasu. He leaves out the last part of Rashi, the Ramban, the Vav. If it just means chein tasu, zeros, he's giving us a charge to do it. Go ahead, do it. And I tell you a second time, I emphasize you should do it. That's what the Ramban says, why he says it a second time. But he's not, so to speak, addressing the duplication. So, if you want to learn over Rashi, Chumash Rashi, Mit Ramban, you have to work this out. It's a nice Ara. I want to share with you a Chidah say that I saw. Valdik. The Chivdah in Pnei David says, Amiridik Epshat. V'chein Ta'asu is not referring to the clay HaMishkon. V'chein Ta'asu means you yourself. Each individual, he himself, Ta'asu, should do the same thing. Should duplicate and be a replica of the clay HaMishkon. Mari the Kipshat, you hear? Stavnis HaMishkon, they stavnis kol Kalov. That's the Mishkon. V'chein Ta'asu. And so you, every Yid, in his personal own life, should duplicate the Mishkon, the Klei HaMishkon, the Tavnis HaKelim. You look at the Midrashim, Rabbi Yisai. Midrashim are full with limudim, lessons that I learned from every part of the Mishkan, Musar, Hashkafe, and the Chidah enumerates many of us in the Pnei David, beautiful things. I'm not going to go through the entire Pnei David now, due to the time. A few of the things that came, and I saw, which was so interesting to me, he says that there was an Indian of Kruvim Porshei Knafayim. What's the Indian of Porshei Knafayim? He says that every Eid must stretch out his arms to grab the other Eid, to bring him under his wing, to help him, to be Makar of him, to be Mechazik him. Zizok, the Berchidon, Pnei David. He says, speaks about the Menorah. And he says that the Menorah had to be towards the Emtsoi, because the Menorah is Torah and Torah is Midas. Midas is always Emtsoi, like the Rambam says. You always have to go to the middle. It's beautiful, Pnei David. It's beautiful. Beautiful. All the Ramazim, the Ketairis. He says every Yid has to have a sense, a smell, a beauty of Shenkait. And so on and so forth, the Klei HaMishkon. Interesting. There's a very famous Ha'ara that the Ramban already talks about. And there's lots of Briska Teira in this Ha'ara. By the Aran it says, Ve'osu li mikdosh. And then it says, Ve'osu arayin atzi shitim. Plural. You, plural, make the mikdosh. And you, plural, you should make arayin atzi shitim. From here on in, all the other kelim, it says Vasisa. To Santar, yeah? And all Klei HaMikdash, HaMishkan, it's in the singular form. It's in the vernacular of Yachid, Loshen Yachid. V'asisa, everyone. Only by the Arin, and as of course in the general of making of the Mikdash, the Mishkan, it says V'asu. Why the Chiluk, the Ramban already discusses it. And the Ramban says that L'chayra, because every Yid has to have a Chiluk in Teira. Every Yid has a part of Teira. Teira is for everyone. Zok the Ramban, V'osu, therefore everyone had to actually give to the Orin, because everybody has a Chiluk. Briska Rav asked that it's in every Keli like that. You gave and everyone was Mishtatif. And everybody had a part in all the mikdash, famous Briska Teira. Briska Rav even wants to say Achidush, famous Teira for the Briska Rav, that the Aron wasn't the chelik of the Klei HaMikdash. It's not a chelik of, it's not part of the Klei HaMishkan. It's a mitzvah for itself. Just like there was a mitzvah to build a Mishkan, there was a mitzvah to build an Aron, and then included in the Mishkan was all the kelim, therefore Vasisa you Maisha. Vasu is to the Rabbim the mitzvah. Vasu, you mitzvah, people, all of you have a mitzvah. The Mishkan, the kelim, that's already nichlal in the mitzvah. So Moshe, this is what you have to do. Vasisa, make the shulchan, the menorah, v'chule, v'chule, v'chule. Abayis, I would like to bring out a point that according to this chida, maybe we could say nupshat v'asisa. Yes, the yachid has to work on his midas. The yachid has to work on all the inyanim of the mishkan, each individual. But when it comes to the mikdash bechlal and the aron, the Torah, which the Rechaim already points out, and he says Torah cannot be splintered as yechidim. Torah has to be the rabbim. And I would like to call this avodas haklal v'avodas haprat, which means we all know the mikdash needs hashroas hashchina. Hashroas hashchina has to be all of klal Yisrael together. There's a myriad of chidara boisai, and I'll get back to, so to speak, explaining everything I just said, breaking it up in more detail. Like this, anyone who's not following the sequence will understand exactly what I'm trying to bring out. There's a Meridik Chidab in Avas David. And he says, you know, there's a mitzvah, Rabbi Yisai, to remember the day that you stood on Chayriv, that you stood by Matan Torah. I never understood the language of the pasuk. The lashon of the pasuk is interesting. Be'omer Hashem Elai, when Hashem told me, "Hakel li es'am hazeh, va'ashmiyem es dvarai." How is that relevant in the remembering of the day of standing on Sinai? I mean, l'chayrit zefit. It's an interesting ma'ar. It bothered me for many years, this shayla. You want to say, remember the event. Okay, remember the event that we stood on Maimon Har Sinai. Okay. You're right, the kailais, the brokim, whatever you want to remember of that event. Be'oimer Hashem Eli, when Moshe says, when Hashem told me, when just say the day you stood by Kabbalah Zatera. Hashem told me, put together the people, bring them together. Vashmiyim is Dvorai. So I found a Mirdika Chida. If someone, you ask, why is there a mitzvah to remember Maimon Har Sinai? He would say, the Kailais, the Brakim, the Anat Kaveit, the Kail Hashem, right? The powerful Maimon of Maimon Har Sinai. Shiva Rabbanan Zatzal, Tzadik Levracha, was very, very strong on this point that whenever you learn Torah, it has to be with the Maimon Har Sinai, the Kailais, the Blitzin, the Dunarin, Nazain Litat Min Alamul Geret, Maimon Har Sinai. Chidah says something so interesting. He says, the reason why we have to remember Maimon Har Sinai is to remember that Hashroas Hashchina only comes Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. Zok the Chida, the day will come that we'll lose the base HaMikdash. And we'll always wonder why. Zok the Rebbein Shem Zachas Hayayim Azer Shamat Lefnei Hashem Elokecha V'chayrev. That Hashroas Hashchina only comes from Vayichan Sham Yisrael Ki Ish Echad B'Leiv Echad. Azeizak Techida. It's not the Kailais and it's not the Brakim. It's the Vayichan Sham Yisrael Keneged Ahar. And he goes through an Arichus, it's not for right now, why it had to be that way. But then he says something so interesting, paladic to me. He says, in what Chaydish was the Torah given? Was given in Chodesh Sivan. Says the Chida, why was Sivan chosen to be the month that the Torah was given? Zap the Chida, what is the Siman? What is the Mazel of Sivan? It's Te'umim. Torah must be that you didn't know they're Te'umim. Torah must be that you didn't are Te'umim.
Tumim with
the Teumim are twins. You know, I would like to change something, and if you feel that I have no right to, so then ask others, Gedolei Yisrael. I would like to change the expression Yidden zein brida, which is a madrega for itself, Rabbi Yisrael. I think it's more Yidden zein tzvillings, we're twins, Rabbi Yisrael. It's different than just brothers. You know, in science, they talk about how when there's twins, when one hurts, the other one hurts as well. Experiences that I went through recently have shown me tremendous things about Klal Yisrael's milus. Without going into detail, and without going into any pratim, I met a bacher who was a cancer survivor. He went to the room of another cancer patient, and like I said, I don't want to say the details, my maven yavin. He came at 11 o'clock at night, snuck into the hospital, dressed as a surgeon, because even with his pass for High Lifeline, he can't get in past 9. So he snuck in as a surgeon, looked with the mask and the thing, with mystic tape, to come to clean up every piece of hair from someone that's going through cancer, so that when he wakes up in the morning, he shouldn't wake up and see the hair on the floor. The next day, this person found out, this bacher that I'm talking about, that too much hair is falling out, and the person is unhappy and broken about it. So he came again, traveled all the way from Lakewood to Philadelphia, to Chop Hospital. He comes with a shaver and he says, it's time to shave off everything. Like, this will be easier for you. He goes into the bathroom, Kleimish, to get the shaver. He comes out with a bald head. And he turns to him and says, okay, let me do yours. Now we're brothers. It's a whole different understanding of what a yid is, Rabbi Yisai. Tu'umim. We're not just brothers from the same mother, as Koyim have an expression. We're tum tzvilim. And this is Yizachar Sayyoyim Asher Madito Lifnei Hashem Elokecha B'chayriv. That this is what it's all about. V'asu li Aron, v'asu li Mikdash, the Lashon Rabbim. Yes, it's a Lashon of Rabbim. Because Torah, the Yachid and the Rabbim is the same. There's no Yachid and the Rabbim in these things. In the Avodas Hamidus, Lasisa, every person has his Avodas Hamidus. And he has to work on his. But as a Klal Yisrael, that's how we were given the Torah. And that creates Hashra'as Hashchina. I want to point out something that really struck me interesting. The Nefesh HaChaim and all the Mefarshim talk how the person is a small Mishkan. The person is Bedoyme, and we all know the famous Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, the whole idea of that the Rebbeinu Shleilam is actually within B'soichom, B'soich Kalechot, V'yechot. My Zayd always spoke about Kedushas Yisrael, the importance of Kedushas Yisrael. So what have each left? It's okay. I'll tell you my sir, Rabbi Say. My father taught me as a child. He learned by Ramesh's Atzal, like Tzadik Levracha. Those that are watching, they probably have no idea why I'm saying the story. Okay. I thought I was an interesting speaker, but I guess I put people to sleep as well. All right. It could happen. It's not your fault, I take the blame. And I'm happy, it's okay, you can get to sleep. And that's why I want to say over this Maisa. My father taught me a Yisoid, and this is the greatness of the Heilig of Ramesha Feinstein. Ramesha would give shir, and he was saying things which are mamish nitna mesinai. Ramesha's Torah was unbelievable. Yet people would come to MTJ collecting money. You know, it's a pretty central area, and anybody, it's called Dichman over there, whoever wants can walk around. in the middle of the Rosh Hashiva share, a guy would walk around collecting money and asking for the Rosh Hashiva money himself. So the Talmidim said, you know, could you go away now and come back later? Ramesha was makbid. He said, Laza, I don't mind, it's okay, you can collect in the middle of my share. I'll continue talking, collect, it's all right. You only realize the godless, the midas, the helikite, the kedushas Yisrael was licked in them. Maybe that's why it happened. They just wanted me to bring out the story. But my Zayd always talked about this, the union of kedushas Yisrael. And I want to tell you an interesting thing. When I was in France, my wife's from France, I used to go there often, found an interesting minig by Eden. Iraq and Eden, they bedafka when they say hello and goodbye in the shul. They kiss each other on both sides of the cheek in the shul. This is the way you say good Shabbos. You say everyone. It's not my friend or not my friend. Every Yid kisses every Yid. A good Shabbos and unfang, and a good Shabbos when they leave. Now they not say they don't fight in the middle. This is another story. But Baruch Hashem, it's all right. But the way you say hello and the way you say goodbye is mitakush. Merak and Yidin, everybody knows this. Okay. Till today, every Sfaradish Shul, Mikush, Mikush, Mikush. And I remember my Talmidim came to ask me if it's mutter. Halachis, you're not allowed to kiss in a Bis Medrash. So there's a whole shaila how to learn up this Mechaber, this Dinah Shulchan Aruch. Maybe it's only B'Shas Tefillah. Maybe it's only B'Shas Tefillah. Rav Michal Shurkin, Talmud Ramesha, he quotes that it was only B'Shas Tefillah, the Shiva and Meisha held, it was only B'Shas Tefillah, you're not allowed to kiss. Okay. So I guess you have to wait till after Elaine to start saying good Shabbos and kiss. All right, whatever. But it's only B'Shas Tefillah. Good? Okay. So I went and I asked my Rebbe Reb Ruvain, and I said, Rebbe, tell me, the Michal Tain is that the Shiva Zatzal held that it's only B'Shas Tefillah. Reb Ruvain said, I never heard it. I don't know. But I could tell you a nice if I care. I can tell you that when I came back from Pels, I walked into the Bis Medrash, I wanted to say shalom to my father, and I was ready to give him a kiss, and the Ramesh Yitzhak Nishtan Bis Medrash, he walked out of the Bis Medrash, he gave Reb Ruvain the kiss, that wasn't B'Shas Tefillah. So I started clearing with Reb Ruvain, I said, Efshe Ramesh was makbid, maybe he held its mutter, but for him it was makbid, maybe the pshat is that it was a son is different than a stranger, maybe it's a din ben, some want to say that's the pshat in the mechaber. I never got a clear pshat. Yeah, nisht, yeah, nisht. And I always thought to myself, so does zayin the ekstaveira, zayit kush nachayit, so zayin azay, you know. As Reb Shmuel Birnbaum once said, he was learning in the middle of Chazaras Hashatz, and they came to him, they told him, nun shulchan arach. So he said, Ich will sehen, was mit dem Schein schmeißen auf Lernen mit dem Chazbar Sashatz. I want to see. It's a famous Meisef from Reb Shmuel. You don't believe it, you can go to the mirrors and you can ask them. Okay. But he glimpses. Okay. So I was saying the same thing. I was saying, Ich weiß, Abim Kushtachan of his. Okay. Came up with a svara and I went to my Rebbe Rav Palm right away and I told it to him. And I got a kiss for the Vort, Rabbi Yisai. So I'll tell you what I told him. Rav Pam, my Rebbe Rav Pam. No. It was in the hallways of Tairvidas. I said, Rebbe, you know, there's an interesting sipuna. Moshe meets Aaron behoyrahar, the middle point. What is hoyrahar? Hoyrahar is the makam, the future of the makam HaMikdash. That's where hoyrahar is. It says clearly, Vayishak ish l'reyeyu. Aaron kisses Moshe. Shteip and Pasuk. Do we need an explanation why Aaron should kiss Moshe? No, it's his brother, right? How? For some reason, the Sipurna takes issue. Vayishak ish l'reyeyu. He says, what's the pshat in the kiss? Kemenashek dover shib gedusha. Nashik Dovah Shavik Dusha. Okay. He looks at his brother. Now Moshe Rabbeinu is noch nicht der Moshe Rabbeinu mit dem ganzen Geschäft. It's his younger brother. You'll come and tell me Hoyer doesn't have Dina Kedusha. I'm a brisker. I grew up in all the yeshivas. We have brisker Torah, where the brisker Rav says, Vayikatz Yaakov Mishnase Vayira. Why was he afraid to sleep over there? Manoira Amokam Azeh Ein Zeh Kiyim Beisul Kiyim Vezeh Shara Shemoy. So there was an issa to sleep because it already had some Kedushas HaMikdash there. Let's turn around. If it has Kedushas HaMikdash. Und Kedushas HaMikdash means Mitazach Nekushin. Frek the Sipunna Vita Kekush Maisha Rabbeinu. Why was he kissing him? Are you talking? And the Teretz is up to Sipunna Kemenashik Dover Shebekedusha. If a person looks at a Buddha, at a Yid, and that's why you kiss it. Maybe there's no problem. If the pshat is you're kissing it to show a hava that you're oyev this more than something else, but if the neshika is a neshika, before I even had a chance to finish saying, well, I got a kiss from the Rosh Hashiva. And I understood. So I turned around, I said, the Rosh Hashiva, it's because you like me. Well, because you like the vat, or because of the nashik davish v'kedusha. I don't know. Why did I get the neshika? Al kofan, and he smiled. Kedarka. What am I trying to bring out?
Har was a mukkum punish. Har was a mukkum
punish.
Huh? Chayiv. Chayiv, no. Chayiv, no. Okay. Rabbi said, "Lamered na pisl." Okay, lamered na pisl. Pasuk shteit v'after. Why does it say Ani Hashem after the Haftar L'Reyecha Kameicha? The Chidah says that that's where Rabbi Akiva gets his Zeu Klal Gadol B'Teira, because the pasuk ends off Ani Hashem. That itself is the drash that Rabbi Akiva understood. As Emitzach Ani Hashem Muzayin Zeu Klal Gadol B'Teira. So I once heard from Rabbi David Kviat, Zechayim Levracha, and he said, "Ich hab gesehen asach greise Menschen, die was haben gehad avas Hashem, a Yisrael, hab ich gewinn sicher sie gehad avas Hashem. Die was haben nicht, those that didn't have avas Yisrael, I was for sure, I knew for sure, they don't have avas Hashem. It goes hand in hand." And I found it. The Chidah has a sefer called Kikar La'odin. And in sefer Kikar La'odin, the Chidah says, Mamish this to her. He says, when you have a haftar l'reyecha kameicha, why is it a haftar l'reyecha kameicha? Because Ani Hashem, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, like the Mishkan, is v'shachanti b'seicha. Every Yid is a Mishkan. Every Yid is supposed to be Ani Hashem, that the Rebbeinu Shel Olam is Sheichim B'Seicha. And Mela, there's just like there's a din Kovid, and there's a din Yira, and there's a din of the Cheretz to the Mikdash, there's the same Inyan of Kedusha to Klal Yisrael. Now this is a long Shmuyas, what I say. But I want to end off with the Lashon of a Tana Debei Eliyahu. Alright? And it's something which is peladik, but you know the lashon of Tana Debei Eliyahu. Besides all that, I'll tell you. There's a lashon of a Tana Debei Eliyahu, they say, which I found for the first time this week, and to me, it opened up my eyes. Kedushas Hakadosh Baruch Hu, Kedushas Hashabbos, uKedushas Yisrael. Shloshtan Chashuvis Ka'achas. It's all the same Kedusha. Just like we have a halacha of Mikdash, and it's interesting, Abbei say, Shabbos doesn't take preference over the Mikdash, which means the Mikdash doesn't take preference over Shabbos. Why? Kedusha's HaShabbos, means Oyla al Kedushas HaMikdash. Right? We're not Chal Shabbos for Kedushas HaMikdash, right? You know, I'll build a Mikdash on Shabbos, right? Yeah. Tell me, did the Rabbeinu Shlailam destroy the Mikdash in order to be Mekayim Klal Yisrael? That we know is a Mefurisha Chazal. Shafa Chamotze Aleitzim V'Avonim in order not to destroy Klal Yisrael. That teaches us what it means. V'Shachanti V'Soichom V'Chein Tasu Ketavnes HaMishkan. Maybe we should start realizing what Kedusha. Kedusha. There's a Kedusha HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and there's Kedusha HaShabbos. And both of them doesn't take for one Yid. Are we Michal Shabbos for a Yid? Or Michal Shabbos for a Yid? You know, Reb Chaim Brisker, and this is Yedua, and with this I'll add, Reb Chaim Brisker, they came and they told him that during the war, maybe this is Mashiach, this is going to be the Haskalah, the Haskalta de Geula. You know what Reb Chaim answered? No, you don't know. Every Brisker Bacher knows this. That's is Reb Chaim's Yisayid. Ich bin Meuchel of Tausend Mashiachs. On this custom, can they meet? Famous line, Chaim Brisker. So it's custom, Meuchel of Tausend Mashiachs. So it's custom, can they meet? Now we start to understand what Kedusha, and what it means, V'shachanti V'soicham. And what it means, V'chein Tasu, the Yachid. You would say, Avada Klal Yisrael. Klal Yisrael, Avada. The Klal Yisrael is, even the Prat Yisrael has the same Kedushas HaMikdash. Sholosh Kedushas Chashuvos Ka'achas with Klal Yisrael. The lesson, Rabbi Say, is pretty simple. I think we have to learn how to be Marich. And that's why I told you the story of what I told you about the Bacha from Lakewood, okay? Rumfried came to sing in the room. Came to sing. And he asked me, what should we sing? So I said, you know, the Shechina is Lamala, and Ashayis of Shalchayla. Malachim, the Bacha of High Life, I was standing there. I said, these are the Malachim. So what is appropriate to sing when the Shechin and the Malachim are there? So he said, you know, so I'll sing Shalom Aleichem. I'll sing Shalom Aleichem. He says, because Shalom is the Rabbeinu Shloilam and Malachi Asharis. Meila B'chuni L'Shalom. You know what they say? Hazei Dafnim Krukim of Mika Amcha Yisrael. Don't need to, unfortunate that we have to have situations that teach us these lessons. You gotta look a little bit. You see them everywhere and anywhere. Even have Muridika Kedusha. Muridika Kedusha. And I will end if you just give me one more minute. It's okay? I'll tell you nice. In the hospital, they hired a bishop. But I won't call her a bishop, because she's in the keva. They hired a say, we have a rabbi, Frey, we have a bishop, Frey. What is her job? Her job is to go and talk to the chaylim and the parents and give them chizuk. Ich trach basich. They have to hire somebody. By uns, and the nurses all told me this, I heard this from every nurse, they steumen, the actors of the community, Kumin and that. Yeah. And here you have to hire somebody to go talk to the. So she comes every Friday to show that she's multicultural, and she brings me challah for Shabbos. Challah. She brings me challah. Good. Nishtech daf ir and nishtech daf ir challah. The akupanim, the cheretz, I have to treat her properly. So she tells me, I want to tell you an interesting conversation that happened last night in the nurse's lounge. There's a rule in the hospital that you can't bring in more than three people. Yeah, and you have to name them. Otherwise, it's flu season and it's a problem with the flu. The nurses are talking that in the last 6-7 weeks, you had maybe over 100 people that came to visit you. Okay. And they're saying it's wrong. And one of them even came, the head supervisor came in the night before and started screaming at the people that were there. It's not fair. It's not this. It's not that. It's not that. So she tells me, I want to tell you something interesting. They had a meeting about it last night. And the nurses made up between themselves that it's better to turn a blind eye. Don't pay attention. Why? Because even if we say no, it's not going to help. Not going to help. They're going to find a way how to get in. Okay? Surgeon that he's here delivering food. I can't even tell you the tricks and the chachmas and the guy. It's kaseda, it's full. We even had a concert in the room. So Yishtal Zalfovas Tutzachop, okay? Avram Fried is singing in the room at a concert, okay? And it was the talk of the whole hospital. I was, Pasas Chabkiton, a concert, okay? So the nurses said the best thing is don't look, don't pay attention. So she asked me, explain me how does such a... I don't understand it. By us, we could hardly get them to come to visit. And even if they come to visit, they're told no, they for surely won't come to visit. So I told them over Zwei Sachen. I said, you know, I want to tell, even though she was a bishop, I said, I'm going to tell you, and I try to make it as simple as possible, but it's interesting. I told her over Vart from the Gerer Rebbe and the Kotzker Rebbe that Reberl said over, Reberl Briska. Not that she fashtanim, but who cares? My answer was good. By Matan Torah, and this is why I'm going back to Yom Hashem, Matan Torah, Lefnei Hashem, Lekecha B'chayim. By Matan Torah, there was Hakbala. The Eibishter said, don't go up on the mountain. Fregen the Mefarshim, and the Rebbe speaks about it, Svasemis. You know, all the other nations were convinced not to take the Torah. One was Leisiltzach, Leisinov, and each nation said it's not for us. It's interesting, Klal Yisrael wasn't really, you know, tested. They were just told, V'yisam Liskula. They were almost coached into taking it, and they were forced into taking it. Kafalim HaKigigis. Where's the Yaisha? So Sfasem says, I'm married to convert. He says, the Rebbein Shem tested Klal Yisrael. He gave them mitzvah Hakbala. What is mitzvah hakbala? You can't go up on the mountain when the Shechina is there. Right? Ayid, for him to hold himself back when it comes to inyanim of kedusha, of ruchnius, was so difficult. So the Rebbeinu Shlom was testing them, says Svasemis, with hakbala. Let's see. And it was even Moisif Chabesai. You notice that the minute the Matan Torah was over, it says, "B'mshoich hayoyvul heimo yalu bahar." Why would somebody want to go up afterwards? The Tetz Efshenem and Avno Chabisal. You see them saying Chabisal Shirayim, Chabisal something left over. You know, a few crumbs left over from Matan Torah. Heimo yalu bahar. Okay, that yet's next game. Piz yet's ya, piz yet's nisht. And that's how the Rebbeinu Shlomo was testing Klal Yisrael. I told her a story. Not that she understood it, but you'll understand it real good. You know, in Brisk, nobody's allowed into yeshiva. You know, if you know that. Nobody can get in. Someone once went over to the Beryl and asked for Beryl, I want my son to go to yeshiva by you. So he said, I don't accept anybody. Not accept. The brisk balach. Nobody's accepted. Don't take anybody. So the parent asked the battle. I don't understand. You have 100 guys in your yeshiva. So what do you mean you don't accept anybody? Something doesn't clap here. So the battle answered the following vav from Kotzka. He said over vav from Kotzka. The Gemara says that they didn't let anyone into the Bais Medrash because there was someone sitting by the Pesach. He was a Shomer HaPesach, and he checked out whoever came that they should be Teichei Kebari. Gamliel, Weisman, the Gemara in Brachas. And then after they took away Rav Gamliel, Rav Elazar ben Azariah, and everybody came. Frag the Kotzke, how did the Shema Pesach know someone was Teichik Kabari? Was he a Novi? Was that Novi? More than that, Chavez, a person himself doesn't know even himself if he's Teichik Kabari. Zogt Rebero, that the Kotzke answered the following. The Teretz is, he left nobody in. But those that were Teichik Kabari found a way how to get in. If it means Hillel on the sky, on the ceiling. The Shema HaPesach was, nobody gets into yeshiva. Those that were Teichik Kabari found a way how to do it. Mitzvah Hagbola Pahid. There's no. When it comes to chesed, when it comes to mitzvahs. And I said, this is what the nurses are starting to understand. There's no way to say no to us. We don't take no for an answer. Because it's Yom HaShamadito Lifnei Hashem Olikecho B'chayriv. The Rabbeinu Shloim set up Matan Torah, and that's Be'oimer Hashem Eilai. HaKaliyas HaOmazeh. A chilek of Matan Torah was that in the Torah Zolzai, the Asuli Arim, that the Edo Yid is Mekushat Zazamen. It's Yom HaShamadito Loshen Yachid. Lifnei Hashem Olikecho B'chayriv. Aimer Hashem Eli Hakil Li Esa'omazeh. That was the Koyach of Matan Torah. The Koyach of Matan Torah was the Ichud through the fact that it's Torah. And the Mela, that you can't stop. That Ichud. And that's what Kedusha HaTorah, and that's what Mishkan is all about. I said a lot of points up Esai, and they're all true. And they're all Yesaidis. To work on making it part of ourselves. It's a big avodah, you know, it's not an easy thing. It's very easy to talk Avos Yisrael and to talk about Achdus. And yes, when someone is not well, it's easy to be echad with him. It's when someone is well, and it's your neighbor, and Rabbi Sayyid chapters you as Zada, Saher, Rahin, Ada. Remember, Yoim Hashem Madato. And this I just want to end with. Why did the Eibishter be marpe al chaylam in Matan Torah? Because otherwise it wouldn't be klal Yisrael. Yoyim Hashem madato lefnei Hashem alikecho b'chayiriv. Because if one was sick, then the other was sick, then all klal Yisrael was sick. To Umim. So the Rebbeinu Shem had to make everyone was because it was all. It was one. It was Am Echad. It was Hakali Yisrael Mazeh Vashmiyem Esparim.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.